And that's a pretty standard sort of question. So how are we going to tell the difference between these guys? They've got identical melting point, boiling point, all of that stuff, polarity, it's all exactly the same. This is the only way that we can measure a difference. Okay, now I indicated that between those isomers, the cis-trans isomers, we had different colours for the square planar, different colours for the octahedral complexes. We weren't even changing the connections. All we were doing was changing the relative positions of the ligands about the transition metal centre. How does this come about? Now, the first thing is obviously it's not about a metal with ligands attached to it intrinsically, because the first point where we saw metal complexes is in the main group section, and in the main group section, when we bind a ligand to it, we don't get a coloured complex. The reason being, with our main groups, our alkali metals, alkaline earths, the bonding is going to involve the S electrons. You remember we're filling up, in the case of sodium, etc., it's either magnesium, it's either the 1s, 2, 2s, 2 type thing for the group 2 metals, or for the group 1, it's 1s1, 2s1, etc. So if we want to take an electron that's in the 2s orbital and shift it to another orbital, it's actually going to take a large jump, and it typically takes a jump of a shell. In contrast, the transition metals have got the orbitals, the 3D and the 4S orbitals, lying very, very close in energy. So in that case, the electron is able to be pushed from the 4S to the 3D with only a tiny input of energy. And so we get lots of possibilities for light that can be absorbed. Whereas in the case of these guys here, to jump from a 1S to a 2S or a 3S to a 4S, that requires a lot of energy, and a lot of energy actually usually fits with the ultraviolet range. The equation that relates energy absorbed was HC over lambda, so the reciprocal relationship between the energy and the wavelength. So this is saying that we need a large amount of energy to jump a whole shell, and as a result it happens at very short wavelength, which is in the ultraviolet. In the case of the transition metals, there's only a very tiny energy separation between the 4S and the 3D, so it's actually optical and normal visible light that's able to bring about those transitions.